1 Samuel 2:3. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed.
When I have an opinion, it's hard to hear God.
And Job 37:16. Do you know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? This means the Lord is the author of knowledge, including the Holy Spirit gift of a word of knowledge. One God, his words. Friends, let all things be done for building up. When you come together, yes, bring your gifts. Each one has a song, a teaching, clear-eyed insight, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let us practice what God has given us, and the rest of us should have grace and mercy for those who are spreading their wings. The word of knowledge is for the strengthening of our structure of faith in Christ, for our comfort and courage to draw near to the Lord. Your well-placed word of knowledge is also to ease the grief and weariness of those who are exhausted in the heat of transition. Hear this. A well-placed word of knowledge illuminates the beauty of the other person's heart, coming in soft shimmers of dancing light, causing even those beyond our touch to sigh, longing for the Lord. It sets eternal visions in motion for a stranded heart which may be at a distance, desperately longing for a breeze. The word of knowledge is a little morning light upon the hope of dreams. It causes us to dream of the Lord calling to us from a balcony above fragrant paths among flowers and shade trees. Can you see it? The gift of a word of knowledge is so much more than just telling someone stuff. With that word, the Holy Spirit plays across our spirit in the moment like gentle fingers on a smooth surface. God fingers rustling against our hearts to wake us up. It's a candle of hope flickering in a window in the evening. It ripples the still water of our soul like the glow following the walking pace of a moonlight sonata. With gentle showers of rain, he comes to us, and we will never forget the press of his presence when a word of knowledge in the right time and place is given. In the moment, in the resonance of the given word, he calls to us to dream, believe, and imagine, to see what we see, and then see again. God floods us with his affection. I was at a dinner, and an older woman whom I'd never met walked up and said hello.
Listen.
As fast as could possibly be, in my mind was instant knowledge. It was as if I had known her for years. I knew where she used to live. I had a mental picture of her house right down to the plants in front. I even saw the loop of the driveway at the front door as if I'd been there dozens of times. I knew her name, how old she was, the name of her son, and even the physical pain she was in. In the moment, I wasn't even aware God had given me something. Bam! The information was just there. I was absolutely sure I knew her, but yet she assured me we had never met.
Come up here.
I was a bit baffled because I was so sure we'd met years ago. As I began to describe the area of the house, the town, state, and even the name of her son, God showed up and the room filled with the fragrance of grapes. This was no parlor game. It was an incredible, life-changing moment. I didn't have to read her face. I hadn't secretly gathered details from anyone who knew her. I didn't sneak around to talk to any of her family for information, all so I could impress anyone standing there with all my knowing. The information was just there. I didn't go get it. God gave it. And it was a great testimony to her that the Lord is with her wherever she goes, and He will never leave her and never forsake her. The word of knowledge doesn't come from some reservoir we just tap into when we want. Are you willing to ask Him for something like a word of knowledge? With the gift comes responsibility to give as He gives, with a heart which reflects His heart. Ask the Lord, take a chance with God, and spread your wings to fly. Think about it.